Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed, not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, as feeders quickly approach the Christmas holiday, cash cattle markets still remain relatively quiet going into today. The expectation continues that both sides would desire to wrap up trade sometime today in order not to have a breakaway from Christmas preparations on Christmas Eve. But time's running out if all needed trade will develop through the day. The amount of cattle needed in the negotiated market still uncertain as packers will run reduced schedules this week and next, limiting the immediate need for cattle. Livestock trade remains vulnerable to very light holiday trade activity, as seen time and time again during these holiday weeks. Fundamental and technical market factors can sometimes be thrown out the window, leaving increased price volatility. The very thin traded markets leaves prices vulnerable to moderate to wide price swings, and many times it appears that lower market moves develop due to lack of sell stops put in place. Well, lower wheat markets overnight, although price direction prior to the biscuit break hasn't been a good indicator of final settlement this week. After selling off overnight yesterday, wheat contracts came rallying back during the Tuesday session to finish 2 to 5 cents higher. Monday and Tuesday's early sell-off, followed by late buying, has left two of the more impressive selling exhaustion tales on daily charts in recent memory. Higher corn prices overnight on the last full session of trade this week. Despite the incredible volatility witnessed so far, March corn futures have now closed higher for 8 consecutive sessions and will be working on its 9th today. New contract highs have been set the past 3 sessions, keeping upward momentum intact. Stronger trade in the soy complex overnight, especially so in soybean oil, which is up 2.7% in the January contract. The soybean oil strength follows the strength in Malaysian palm oil, which made new 8-year highs overnight. Even more so than corn, the soy complex has witnessed an incredible bout of volatility this week, exacerbated by light volume related to holiday trade. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
February live cattle down $1.20, 113.45. April down $1.05 at 117.65. January feeder cattle down 72 cents yesterday, 139.90. March down 125, 141.87. And February hogs up 10 cents, 66.02. Kansas City wheat, the March up 4 3/4, 579 1/4. May up 4 1/4 at 582 1/2. Chicago wheat, March up 5 3/4 at 617. May's up 4 1/2 cents at 616 3/4. March corn's up 3 1/2. At 443 1/2. May's up 2 1/2 cents at 444 1/2. January soybeans up 4 cents, 1247 1/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.